I was always active in the church. There still is. And what else I do? And I was a member of the PTA meeting. School. And at Yancey, where my children were going.
Okay.
And at my children went over here to the school next to our church first.
Right.
And that teacher was Flossie Price.
I guess at Yancey School or
no, this
over here. Okay.
Chestnut Grove School.
Who's the principal of the Chestnut Grove School? Or was there a principal?
Yeah, and first principal was Mr. Bennett, and the next one I think was Mr. Cale,
Okay.
Great. I think Mr. Bennett was there when we were supposed to come. We were going.
What did you do after school?
What I did?
As a child, yeah.
Go home, clean up in the wintertime. Wintertime you had to clean up, get your wood in, pick your chips from your cow, feed your hogs and your chicken, then get your lesson.
Then get your lesson?
Yeah.
From your mom?
Yeah, she had to.
Oh, what kind of lesson?
School lesson.
So you had school in the morning.
Yeah, we had walked to school.
First you do chores in the morning.
Yeah.
Then you walk to school, have a day of school.
Then come back. Home and get your water and your chips and things up for the next day.
And then another lesson. What did your mom teach you? Like just general?
Yeah, this general.
Extra schooling.
Yeah.
Okay. So did you play with any of your neighbors?
I didn't worry so much about playing. I just always kept me busy in the house.
Got
me in the woods.
Okay. Do you remember any of your neighbors, though?
Yeah, most of school, my little cousin, Amanda Laundrie, and Mabel Adrian, my aunts, Alice Anderson, and Marjorie Wicks, Annie Wicks, Ellen Rush, and the boys, Tyree Gillum, Allen boys, Stanley Allen, Dane, Ed Rush, William Rush, John Rush, Elsie Rush. It's just so many of them.
Yeah. And did people, the neighbors, ever come over here aside from holidays, just to visit? Or did you go over there just to visit?
Yeah, Mama always gave us playtime to go to, to visit. With your playmates. So many of you, if she tell you to stay an hour, you better stay that hour and come back. Be on time.
When would you play if you were working, doing the chores so much?
Well, most time, after you get through with them.
So you might come back when it was dark?
Sometime. We used to like play domino. We'd do it, stay there at home and do that.
What else did you play?
Causes. I didn't play cards. I never played cards. Never played cards.
Was that, why was that?
Nothing, I just didn't want to rest. Still isn't.
Did you ever go to stores with other children? I know there's a little store in Esmont.
Yes, we used to walk to. Mama would sell us at that for groceries sometimes. If we got big enough to do, she knew what I'm saying. She'd always write a note or something.
So they would know that.
Yes.
They could give you the food. And I've heard that back then there were sometimes what were called house parties. Do you remember any of those?
I didn't go to them.
Was that because they were not something you were supposed to do?
Well, as a child, I wasn't supposed to just stay at home. I never went to house parties.
Never went one?
I said I never went to high spot.
Okay. How about
I don't believe I never went to any.
Mm-hmm. Huh. Plenty of other things to do. What did you do when you were married? What kinds of things did you and your family do in your leisure time for kind of relaxation?
Well, we wash, we clean up, we iron. We had a day to wash, mm-hmm. we had a day to iron, and we had a day to mend your clothes.
Mm-hmm.
And then I watched my babies after I was married 15 months before I had a baby.
Mm-hmm.
And then after I had my children, I watched my children every day.
Mm-hmm. Every day? You mm-hmm. gave them a bath every day?
Yes, indeed, honey. I watched their clothes, honey.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Growing up in your house, did you guys bathe every day?
Yes. Well, we had to have water in the tub.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Bring it all the way from the well, right? The spring?
No, bring from the spring.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's a long trek.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, bring from the spring. Oh, you have to excuse me. I got this sugar. I have to go back.
Okay. Okay. We're back. Did you have any relatives or friends who lived in Prophet?
I don't think so.
No? Okay. And did you know the Benjamin Yancey family at all?
I knew his son.
Which one?
You just went to school like that.
Roger?
Yeah. Uh-huh. I knew his son.
How did you know him?
Well, they was old as my parents was, and
mm-hmm.
I said I knew him. And I knew the daughter, May.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Because they lived here until I think maybe the 30s.
And I know the mother.
Oh, Harriet.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. But so you know, as a child, you know, I was younger than they were, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, right. And what did you think of the family? Like, what's your... I'm asking you this because we found a bunch of letters
mm-hmm.
of Reverend Yancey, and that just a lot.
Yeah,
and so we're going through them, and we just want to kind of a sense of how they were viewed as a family in the community.
Well, when I knew them, they would come home every summer, but they were... very nice people.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very nice.
And were they nice to you specifically?
Well, my husband's sister married in the family.
Oh. What was her name?
My
sister-in-law.
Hestine Stokes.
What's her first name?
Hestine.
Ooh, how do you spell that?
H-E-S-T-I-N-E. That's okay. What he's spelling.
And remind me of your husband's name.
My husband's name is Louis J. Starks.
J. Starks. What was the J for?
Senior. Joseph.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, so did you ever socialize with May or Roger and their families?
Well, I'll tell you like this. They were... yes, I socialized, but they, you know, they were older than I, and they when they used to come home in the summer, we would go out to visit that cousin,
mm-hmm.
Mrs. Beatrice Banks.
What was her last name?
Visit that cousin, Mrs. Beatrice Banks.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right.
Uh-huh. And,
I've heard of her.
You see, Lewis' sister married Mrs. Beatrice Banks' brother, William Henry.
Okay.
Ford?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Huh. Mm-hmm. So, you know, by me being younger than they were, but you know, I still...
Right.
I was always around, I'll say, the ones that most of us older than I were, because, see, when I got married, I didn't go nowhere too much. I didn't go to church.
Mm-hmm.
So, school and things. Mm-hmm. I started raising my children. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I was a homewife. Mm-hmm. And still I like to stay at home.
Mm-hmm. And your, what did your husband do?
My husband first, when I met him, he came home from New Jersey, as I told you. Mm-hmm. That's how I met him. But he worked in New Jersey. He worked at a place where he made iron, I think. That's why he worked there. Then when he come home, he, you know, he could cut pulpwood. Mm-hmm. He worked there a while. Mm-hmm. He worked for the WPA a while. Oh. And then he worked on the railroad, but before he went to New Jersey, he worked on the railroad. And he worked on the railroad. And then he worked for, telegram and telephone company, putting wires up from the East Coast to the West Coast. Hmm. He worked there for a while. But he didn't work too long there because it took a lot of 2 weeks to catch up with him. See, they go from one place to another. Mm-hmm. And then he had a job on the railroad. Mm-hmm. He worked for Raglan there. But he worked on the railroad before he went to New Jersey to live. And he was not but a young man. He worked in Ohio and Kentucky.
This is after you got married?
No, before.
Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. Then after you got married, he worked on the WPA program for a while. Mm-hmm. And what was he doing there specifically?
They're building roads and things.
Yeah.
He was, he worked there. And then, like I told you, he worked for telegram and telephone company. Mm-hmm. Then he worked for the railroad. And he stayed at the railroad for 3 or 4 years. Mm-hmm. He came home and he didn't want to be away from us.
Yeah.
Because it was too much.
Yeah.
So he came home and then he got a job to work with the highway department, transportation.
Great.
And he worked there for, in all, I think it was 37 years.
Okay. So then he could settle down and mm-hmm. stick around. Okay.
He was an equipment operator.
Mm-hmm. And how did you run your household with him in terms of discipline and making those big decisions about your children?
Well, I mostly did most because he was working all the time. Mm-hmm. He sure laughed now. They say I used to put him on the road.
On the way?
And put him in the road, stand him all the 4 week ones up and whip him one by one.
And whip him one by one?
When he did something bad.
All five of them, right? Mm-hmm. Did the same bad thing.
Yeah.
That couldn't be too often.
Well, you know, in the summertime, children like that, it's bees and things, right? And they go get in the bee nest and come back home and cry. And you have to whip them toes to stay out of it.
Right. Yep.
And my grandchildren laughed and said, they call me Big Mama.
Big Mama?
Yeah.
B-I-G?
Uh-huh. And they said, Big Mama, whip us. Oh. And said, I want you to make them get a whip when they didn't need it.
Well, that's not fair.
Oh, Lord. I try to do the best of it and raise them. Uh-huh. Like Mama taught us.
And did you tell your other children the facts of life?
My girls? Mm-hmm.
And your boys?
Yeah, I tell all of them.
What age did
what
you
age?
Do that?
Yeah. Well, I think the little boys get little bits down here. Uh-huh. They should be told. Uh-huh. And you know how we women are, we uh-huh. girls, we children, at our age, you know how we start. Uh-huh, uh-huh. Well, I think they should be told.
Okay.
What you say?
Oh, I'm afraid, I think maybe even a little younger, just because they get so much from the media. I would like to clarify things maybe even earlier. I don't know.
Yeah, I said the material's a young man, 11. And,
yeah, I know.
You
know,
you're
have
right. to tell him. Some at 9.
Yeah, so.
And I tell them if a girl material that age, you know, little boys do too.
Little boys do too?
Yeah.
Yeah, oh yeah.
And you have to tell them.
I know. It's difficult. Good for you.
Yeah. I still talk to them. They like to get around Big Mama, so Big Mama don't care what she tell them.
All right.
I don't.
Well.
I just tell them what it is.
Uh-huh.
You know, I'm not putting on no ass or nothing. It's no disgrace, but you need education now. And they have better opportunity in life.
So, what about your grandchildren? Like, your grandmother told you the facts of life.
That's one that I tell them in the thinking.
Mm-hmm.
And they just laugh.
That's wonderful.
They're very, very, very sweet. They come to school now. Each one will come in here and give me a kiss and a hug.
Nice.
I got the third generation.
Yeah.
I got, let me see, one little baby born in October. I was the one born for that. I'm trying to think now when Darren born for Jesse did.
Are you talking about great grandchildren now?
The third. Like that, my grandchildren now. My son's children are my. Then the first grandchild. And then his children got children. That's the second.
Yeah.
And then some of my second, some of my fresh grandchildren got children.
Uh-huh.
And see, that's the third generation.
Or the fourth one. Oh, no, you're right.
The third.
Fourth. Huh? If you're the first, your son's the second.
My son's the girl, man. He got children, all the son. Now, Letty got three. She don't have nothing but her three. And my oldest son got 6, 7 children. And all his girls got children. And he had 3 sets of twins.
Oh my gosh.
He had one little set in 69. That was his last set, even little boys. And my second son, he had, let's see, he got 2 boys and 3, 2 boys, Keith and Alex, Cody and Terry. So he had 4.
That's a big family.
And my baby girl, she had 2. Her oldest was killed in a car wreck in 90. Mm-hmm. He would have been 38, I reckon.
Mm-hmm.
And my oldest girl, she got 3. And her oldest daughter had 3 children. The second girl got 2, and the baby boy had 1. And the oldest girl just got a little baby, born 2 weeks old.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
It's not this big.
Yeah, she was weighed up. What she said weighed? I think she said it weighed 9 pounds, but it had lost 4 pounds, 4 ounces before it left the hospital because you know they lose.
Do you remember your mother being pregnant?
Uh-huh.
So you saw that?
Yes, my mother was pregnant with the last 2 children she had.
Mm-hmm.
And that was, excuse me, Velma and Marla.
Mm-hmm.
Well, see, my oldest child, Velma born in February. And my oldest son born in August. So. We were praying at the same time.
Oh, wow, yeah.
We were praying with both of
them. Right.
And her last 2 girls, the oldest one, Rella, and my oldest son was born the same year.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. And that was 38. Yeah. And her second child, which her girl, Marvel, she was born in 41. And my third one, Marvel G, was born in 41. Mm-hmm. So mother and daughter had children. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. To compare notes. Mm-hmm. You said that you sewed a lot of your clothes. Mm-hmm. Did you ever use a catalog to purchase any clothes?
Yes, we used to do a lot of ordering from Sears Roebuck.
Sears Roebuck? Mm-hmm. Just clothes or any other things?
Yes, my husband bought our furniture there when we built our home. Uh huh.
And did traveling salespeople ever come through?
No, we didn't see any of them.
What about circus?
You mean go to circus?
Yeah, did you ever, or did the traveling circus ever come by?
No. Mm-mm.
So your entertainment was pretty confined to local?
Yeah, this home, church, mm-hmm. and school actors. Mm-hmm. So I've been lost to PTA, with my children and Burley, my children went to Burley High School. Mm-hmm. My daughter went to university. The baby girl, she went to New York to business college there. Then she come back and finish her education at Hales. Uh-huh. University.
I might live near there next week.
Oh, that'd be nice. Mm-hmm. Just be careful. It's so rough. Oh, no. That's what I tell my grandchildren now that I got up there. Mm. Baby girl got a home up there, but just a brick home over here. Mm.
Yeah, I was just talking to Vercal about how the country has its appeal. Mm-hmm. It's so peaceful out here.
Mm-hmm. So she said she's going to retire and come home. I hope she do, because she got inflammatory rheumatism in her back. Mm.
It's an awful disease.
Yeah, sometimes you can't hardly walk. Mm-hmm.
I guess I just want to sense from you a little bit more. You talked about Scottsville and how you felt quite comfortable there in terms of segregation or white-black contact or mm-hmm. whatever. Was there any other experiences of segregation that you can recall?
No, I never had no trouble. Tell the truth, I used to tell them a lie. Mm-hmm.
Living in Esmont, so...
No, not in Esmont mm-hmm. either. Mm-hmm. We had one family that in Esmont, the lady would own Mr. and Mrs. Pete Purvis. They were our friends.
What was their name again?
Mr. and Mrs. Pete Purvis.
Pete?
Yeah.
Harris?
Yeah. Purvis.
Purvis, P-U-R-V-I-S. Okay. Mm-hmm. And they were white?
Yeah, and then I had a white family that I was raised up with on the farm, not too far from where I was raised, my home. And those girls, I stayed with them and they stayed with me.
What do you mean you were raised up with them?
Yes, they live a little ways on the farm from me.
What were their names?
Thackers.
Oh, the Thackers. I thought they were in Scottsdale.
No, these are some Stalin.
And you weren't raised on their farm, or were
no,
you?
No, we owned ours, but they was the farm that they lived on.
And you played with them?
Yeah, we was, girls, one of the girls, we'd go back together. I think it was one boy in a bunch, they would come and stay with me, and mm-hmm. I would go and stay with them.
You would go and stay in this white family's house?
Yes, indeed. Yes, wow. I know.
What were their names, their first names?
I can't think of the girl now. I know one was Lila. I don't know why I think of Lila. So, because mm-hmm. she was kind of handicapped and she went to Stanton over there to school.
Huh. Mm-hmm.
But they were very sweet.
Wow. So how did you get to know them?
Well, they moved from Skylar down down here, and we just met. The mother and father was very nice.
Mm-hmm. What did they do in terms of work?
I don't know what their father did for work, but the girls were home, all of them at school.
Mm-hmm. And the mom stayed home?
My young mother stayed home.
And where exactly did they live? Right in Esmont?
Yeah, they were right down below Sharon Church, because see, when you leave and go around 723 to our church, the white church is up there in the front. It's white church, Sharon Church. Mm-hmm. And in the corner, they live right down here. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then the Hamels.
Hamels?
Hamels. Hamels. Yeah, Nick Hamill and his parents with his sisters.
Were they white too?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And you were friends with them?
Yes,
indeed. And you played with them?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I didn't know how to film myself.
Yeah, clearly. Mm-hmm. Did anyone else kind of look at you funny because you were doing that?
No, he didn't bother me.
Mm-hmm. If they did.
No,
I mean, did you ignore it, are you saying that basically everyone in the community thought it was fine?
Yeah, everybody got along fine. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Still do. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, still do. Mm-hmm. Yeah, like I said, but the purpose now, Lucille, they own the store down in the bottom of there as well, and we used to be buy a grocery thing. Mm-hmm. Her daughter would have a play or something from school or go on a trip, she would wear little things from my oldest girl to wear, you know. Mm-hmm. And they did like that. They got along fine.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Definitely.
And they really loved all the time we visited them.
In your houses?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we had a good time. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I felt anybody for him, old and young.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right now. Yeah. Always good at the home with people. Mm-hmm. Well, I said, God made all of them. He had to make his flowers.
Make his flowers?
Yeah, different colors.
That's so nice.
Yeah. Yeah, he made this world, so he put these pretty flowers in. All mm-hmm. kinds of colors. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All you gotta do is treat people right. People treat you right. Mm-hmm. What Mama always told me.
Yeah.
She told me right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it sounds like your mom, not just your grandmother, but your mom kind of talked to you about life too.
Yeah, she did. Yeah. Well, nothing she didn't tell me too, but yeah. Granny used to tell me everything.
Yeah.
My grandma used to tell me everything.
Huh. What are some of the things that she told you that, you know, that you didn't get information from anywhere else? Like, you didn't get it from school, you didn't get it from church, you didn't get it from your friends. There's special things she told you.
Well, she always told me you had to take care of myself and had to treat people. Mm-hmm. Maybe for somebody. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. My granny would tell me that all the time. Mm-hmm. Yes, indeed. And she was so sweet. Mm-hmm. My husband was quickly, he would take Granny to the church, and she would go along with me and my other cousin. All of us just had the best time.
Mm. Uh-huh. So he knew how to act. He knew how to get to your heart.
Yes. Yeah, and Granny would be right with us and my cousin.
Mm-hmm. So before you got married, did she kind of act as a chaperone?
No, she don't worry about me doing nothing wrong, really.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So could you go to church alone with him before you got married?
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Yeah. Mm-hmm. She, you know, they were just church people.
Mm-hmm. The Starks.
Yeah.
Well, Mrs. Starks, is there anything else that you think I haven't asked you that you should tell me, or any stories that you think are really funny or interesting?
No, I will keep all the funny things to myself.
Why? I like humor.
All the funny things, I can't tell you all the funny things. Well, see, if I'm not on the interview,
uh-huh.
then I could tell you, but the funny things.
Okay. I'm going to turn it off right now. But. Okay, so nothing else? We're set. Okay. I am ending the interview right now. Turning for a second here.
Oops. Miss Fall and Miss Lightfoot.
Who are they?
Miss Teachers.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
At Chestnut Grove School?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Miss Fall's the last one. I think that's when I repeat the 8th grade.
Okay. Why did you have to repeat the 8th grade?
Because Mommy wasn't able to send me to Catholic. Yes, in high school.
Okay.
Yeah, in high school.
Why was she not able to send you?
Because, well, I would need it home with her.
Okay. To work.
Yes.
And so instead of just having...
With children, yes.
Yeah, work with the children. So she didn't want you just idle for that year. She wanted to give you more education.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Oh, what about sports? That is something I forgot to ask you. Did you do any sports?
No. I didn't do much school.
At school?
Yeah, I used to like to sew.
Sew?
Mm-hmm.
The
like
home
sewing.
Sport.
Yeah, I like to sew and like to cook.
Uh-huh. Okay. Okay, now I'm going to turn it off for the second time.
Mm-hmm.